Everybody's gonna, oh, 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 everybody's gonna find something out about you.
Hi. Every time you play that intro, I'm always wondering if you're playing the one where it just loops over and over again, or if it's the actual song.
No, we are. We never replay a bit. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
So how are you feeling after your WATP appearance?
Oh, God. Let me ask you, how do you feel that went?
How do I feel that it went? I feel like there was a little bit of forced conversation. I feel like you did a very good job of not forcing your musical tastes.
It was very rough for me.
I expected you to go down the road of, I don't know why you guys don't know what good music is, and then start naming off bands that nobody's ever fucking heard of before.
I had to do that afterwards into a mirror just to get it out of my system.
How did you feel right afterwards? And then how do you feel now that Reddit has shit all over you?
So right afterwards, I felt like I was prepared, but I don't feel like I do as good when I'm prepared. Cause I don't feel like it was that funny. You know what I mean? I don't feel like it was like spontaneous. I feel like it was more just informational type shit. And in my opinion, I do better when I just get to say random dumb shit. Like when, you know, you set me up for a dumb joke and I say something racist and say, "Ooh, my bad."
Why didn't you just do that?
I don't know. But then I went and read the Reddit comments and, most of what I got from Reddit was, you did great. And I sound like Fozzie Bear.
So what's funny is like the first comment that I seen was something along that lines. I don't remember exactly how it was worded, but it was, Doug did great, but keep his co-host or keep Fozzie Bear off.
Squidward. That's what it was. Keep Squidward off.
The one I'm talking about was where they called you Fozzie Bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was just reading through the comments and I'm like, waka, waka, waka. Some motherfucker actually took time to write. It was Anthony that wrote it.
Goddamn right. Yeah, anyway. It was okay. I don't know, man. Like prepared shit just isn't, it just didn't come off as genuine and funny. And I don't know. I got to go back and listen to it and see how it really came off. I'm scared to though. Cause
oh, it probably came off every bit as bad as what you were anticipating.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm glad there was no camera because nobody could see me over here like, oh, fuck, he's tanking it.
It's killing the whole fucking thing.
I got him his big break and now I'm not even going to be allowed on there anymore.
It would be awesome if he doesn't let you back because of me. Oh, shit.
All right. So what this week we were going to try something a little different, right?
Right.
So we know we have a history of, we've had sponsors and we have a history of fucking up those relationships.
Right.
So we came up with a solution. Okay. So you've got to bear with me here. Bernie, get ready. You're up. Okay. So Anthony and I came up with a contest. So what we're going to do, so full disclosure, if you vote, we will make money. So this is in no way a money-making scheme. This is purely, purely.
Vote with your dollars. It's not a money-making scheme.
And smash that like button, as Anthony says.
Smash that like button.
So anyway, here's the premise of the bit.
I was like, please don't say bit. Please don't say bit.
Okay. So we set up an affiliate program on Amazon and then I picked something and sent it to Anthony. Uh-huh. And then Anthony picked something and sent it to me. And now I'm going to open up mine. because I don't know what Anthony sent me, but Anthony's a douche and he already opened up his.
No, I didn't. scrub that.
So those of you that are watching on YouTube, he's going to open it up in a package, but he already knows what it is. Whereas I am going to be genuinely surprised.
You're breaking the fourth wall.
All right. So what we are going to do is pitch these, whatever these are, whatever Anthony sent me, I'm going to pitch it as why you should buy it.
Uh-huh.
Anthony's going to do the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Then we'll see what happens.
Vote with your dollars. Smash that like button.
All right. Who do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I don't care. It's up to you. Whatever. You can go
first. All right. You go first.
All right. I'll go first. Now, remember, I don't know what this is.
Did you even put it back in an Amazon box?
I did. Sweet. I mean, this is the box that it came in. Oh, my God. I'm so surprised. So here we've got the Bobcat Mullet on the go. It looks like
yeah.
Fucking the Bobcat, the mullet on the go.
All right. Put that bitch on and sell it to me.
All right. Hold on. Hold on just a second. Oh, fuck yeah.
I did. That's how your hair was when I met you.
That's the best part. I had a little more in the front, though. Come on.
All right.
You said that's how it was when I met you.
That you used to wear a sweatband at work. That's that you're dressing like 8 years ago. That's the only difference.
It wasn't red, white, and blue.
All right.
The color scheme is the only difference.
Spin around. Let me see. Yeah. All right. All right. Sell it to me.
All right. All right. Hey, guys. I'm super excited to bring you this product that decided to sponsor us. And it's we've been talking to him for a while. Shut the fuck up. You need to mute your mic. You're already fucking me up. We're trying to make this real here. I've been using this mullet on the go for a long time. I use it pretty much every day. It's really helped me with my confidence in the bedroom. My wife has definitely noticed the difference. It gives me the confidence that I need to perform every day. God damn it. I got it all fucked up. Who has the time anyways to grow their own mullet? And not to mention the upkeep on these things, you know what I mean? So if you need a mullet on the go, check out Mullet on the Go, the Bobcat.
That's your read?
I'm so terrible at that.
Okay, let me ask you this. So we're going to work through this to try to make you a better spokesperson.
Perfect.
Do you believe in your product?
Absolutely. Look at it.
So just talk with your heart, not your mouth.
I just did. Look at it. Look at these fucking beautiful locks. Talk with your heart, not with your mouth.
Look,
fuck with your heart, not with your mouth. All right. So what I think is, if you need to look like you came straight from the tennis court in the 80s, you need one of these bad boys. The fuck? The color scheme is perfect.
How much is it?
Perfect. What's that?
How much is it?
$9.99. Can't beat it.
All right. Oh, now, Bernie, go there. Hold on. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So Bernie is putting the affiliate links on our website, whosrightpodcast.com. While you're there, you can find links to all our other bullshit. But right on the front page, there should be links to each of these products. Anthony, like I said, so Anthony knows what this is. Bernie knows what it is. I am going to be completely surprised.
That even sounded real.
It's a book.
Is there nudity in it?
All right. So I need a little bit of time here since I didn't get a chance to open mine. All right.
So,
here we go.
So yours is going to be off the cuff and still better than mine.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you were cut off in traffic and the person in front of you was a different shade of skin? You didn't know what to call him. Well, now you do with the Racial Slurs book. So let's just dive in here. Can't say that one right off the bat.
Can't say that one.
I can say this. Did you know, I just learned this just now. Did you know that another word for black people is Lincoln's mistake?
No.
It turns out that U.S. President Abraham Lincoln is known to have freed the slaves.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this. That's do you know what to call somebody who is half Native American and half Jewish?
I call him friend. What?
Indie Jew.
Indie Jew? That's great.
Can't say that one. There's a. Oh, did you know that another word for a person of Jewish descent is a hot pocket because they're easy to cook in the oven?
It does not say that. Is that in there really?
You think I just made that up just now? Hot pocket, Jews, quick, easy thing to cook in an oven.
Did we write this book? Holy fuck.
See, most of this stuff you can't even say.
Well, how are you deciding which ones you can say and which ones you can't?
If they've got the N-word.
All right.
You know what? Maybe we could just do this. I'll pick the name and you tell me what race it is.
All right.
German candle.
Seems pretty easy. It's Jewish, right?
Whatever. Fence hopper.
Mexican.
You're pretty good at this, you racist.
But give me a hard one.
Eucalyptus N-word. Eucalyptus nastric.
Is that like an aboriginal?
How the fuck do you know that?
Was it?
Australian aboriginal.
Yeah. I am so racist.
All right. So go to whosrightpodcast.com. I think this, how much is this book?
$8.99.
All right. So each one is about $8. Vote with your dollars. Tell us which one of, all I had to do was read some shit. Tell us.
So did I wrote it down. If you can fucking believe that. So did I, but I still fucked it all up.
Anyway, this is no way a cheap ploy for us to try to make any money.
Nope.
But we will make some with you voting.
If I win, I'll wear the wig every time for at least one more show.
I'll buy one.
I don't want to promise anything if it gets too uncomfortable, you know?
Okay, so if I win, you've got to wear it, but you wear it backwards.
That's even better. Fair enough. Wait, no, because that's almost guaranteeing you a win.
All right. Anybody check Bernie? See if he got it up there yet? I like this not having to do everything.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? It's nice having a burnt up kid.
Fuck. When I talked to him the other night, I was so fucking agitated. Put your dad back on.
I was just sitting there laughing because I knew what you wanted. I knew you didn't want to talk to him anymore.
Put your dad on the phone.
My dad on the phone?
You stupid fuck. Put your dad on the phone.
No. This is Bernie, not my dad.
I know who I'm talking to, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
I hate you, and I wish you would have burnt all the way up.
That's why he said, so did I.
The only thing I could actually hear him understand is when he said, "Please kill me." All right. So I pulled this. Somebody sent this to me, and they sent it and said that the headline was worth the story or whatever. Police say fetus was discovered in a box on Sunday in South Wichita. This is coming straight out of Kansas. Police, fetus found along a sandbar in Arkansas River. So I read the story and it was whatever. It wasn't that funny, but
all right.
This comment stuck out to me here.
Okay.
First one, very sad to lose a child, miscarriage or aborted, praying for the mothers. Then 10 weeks along, people, they miscarried. More than likely, they probably thought it was a burial at sea or something and a teenager or something. Please go look up what a 10-week-old fetus is. The person wasn't even 3 months along. I feel bad for them. Miscarriages are extremely difficult to go through. They will be sad for years to come. Yeah, that wasn't the comment.
All right.
Fuck me, man. Hold please. Mm-hmm. Here it is. This is the funny one. Sorry. I miscarried my first baby at home after my doctor told me that it would happen. I buried my baby in a plastic container in my yard. Is someone going to find it one day and plaster it all over the news?
They are now.
Yes. who buries their baby in the yard? You don't do that. Do you?
That's fucked. So,
okay. Actually, I just thought of it. So it's, that comment really struck me as odd. But if you don't bury it in the yard, what do you do with it? I mean, burying it in the yard is probably the most rational thing. Because then you could put a little tombstone on it. You don't flush it down the fucking toilet.
It wouldn't go down the toilet.
Not without some help. Try flushing Bernie down the fucking toilet. I know you can hear me, you cocksucker.
I thought it was just common knowledge. I guess you just put it in a black garbage bag and throw it away. I mean, isn't that what normal people do?
You're just being sick.
Fair enough. It always made me wonder, a long time ago, I heard about the story about the ladies that buy those real dolls that they can't have kids, and they buy those silicone dolls that look like babies, and they carry them around, and they treat them like babies. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I always wondered, what do they do with those? I mean, if they look so real, what do they do with those when the crazy lady dies or when she decides she doesn't want it anymore? Like, do they just throw those away?
Yeah, it's just a doll. It's a piece of plastic. Why wouldn't you throw it away?
But it looks real. I mean,
I don't give a shit. A pocket pussy looks real. That doesn't mean that you gotta fucking keep it when the owner dies.
Yeah. So you think if I go to the dump that I can find a bunch of old used sex toys? They got a section for that at the dump. They separate that stuff out. I wonder if that's a fetish. Somebody has a fetish where they go to the dump and fuck old pocket pussies that they find. I think it would be more likely to find like old dildos, because those seem to hold up better, you know?
I don't know.
And that led me to another question. Same thing with these sex dolls, that they're like $5,000 sex dolls or whatever they are. What do you do with those when your fucking creepy uncle dies and he has a sex doll in his closet?
I think we talked about this. You roll it up in carpet and put it out on the side of the road.
What do you think that the fucking garbage men would do if they just, the feet are sticking out and just laying on the side of the road?
They'll fuck it. That's what there's.
That's what the right there on the side of the road.
Do you think they'd get fired? They fuck a sex doll on the side of the road, but it was somebody threw it away, so it's not like it's stealing.
That's what I'm saying. Are they bound by some kind of like garbage man ethics code where they're not allowed to keep people's garbage? Because I'm not allowed to steal stuff from my work. Why should they be allowed to steal stuff from their work?
No, I think that once you put anything outside your doors, it's free for the taking. That's how I've always looked at it.
Is that right?
That's how I got my grill.
Is that why my kid's bike can get stolen?
All right. That was... Yeah.
That was... Yeah. So...
All right.
So if you have... Okay. So wait. I'm going to go back to that. If you have a miscarriage, it's not against the law to have a miscarriage. Is it against the law to bury your baby in your yard in a plastic Tupperware container?
Okay, so that you're probably getting into, if you're getting into the law states that it's not a person until, I guess it takes its first breath or has a birthday or something, whatever the fuck the rule is.
It has a birthday? So for the whole first year, nope, you're not a person. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's like a law against unlawful human disposal or just unlawful human waste disposal or something. What if you buried it in like, there's gotta be a law against it. Cause what if you buried it near your water supply? Like what if it gets into the water? I don't want drinking fucking baby. The fuck?
Who put baby in my water?
The EPA has got to get involved somewhere there. If I can't dump lead in the water, I sure as shit can't put babies in the ground near the water.
Maybe you have to bury it like 8 inches away from the water line or something.
There's a city code. If you're going to bury your baby, it's got to be at least a certain distance from the water.
Well, there's no laws about burying your pets in the yard, and that goes into the water.
Yeah, but that's not nearly as gross.
Bullshit. You'd rather drink dog than baby?
Yes. What are you, a cannibal?
But their babies are so tender.
Have you ever had veal?
All right. How much would you charge? Just between you and me, there's nobody listening. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
All right.
Nope. Moving on.
All right.
Well, they're it, okay. How much would you charge to drink a blender baby?
How much would I charge?
Yeah.
Whose baby was it?
Does it matter?
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't yours.
Oh.
Like, okay. $500,000. Would you drink a one shot of blender baby?
Oh, just one shot?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you take the bones out. Yeah. I don't want to. Scratching up my throat. As long as you debone it first, add a little bit of
debone the baby before you. You're a fucking psycho.
Why? Because I don't want to eat bones? What the fuck is wrong with you? I don't understand what's wrong with that. It's a reasonable request. I don't have a strong enough blender to blend up bones.
I really feel like we should move on. Just like.
You pussy. What are you, scared?
No.
Scared of a little blender baby?
Not scared. I just, how much more do you think we can squeeze out of this?
Moving on.
I wonder if Zipperhead's in here.
This really makes me look like I'm losing my hair.
Zigaboo? Zipperhead. It is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Coined by U.S. soldiers during the Korean War, also used in the film Full Metal Jacket, multiple reasons have been submitted. Oh, fuck, there's six reasons why we call him Zipperhead.
What's the reasons why you call him that?
I just think the name's funny. Number one, I need a drum roll. So I'm... Probably enough. If Asians were
that fucking shook everything.
If Asians were shot in the head with high-powered weapons, their heads would split as if you unzip them.
I think that's anybody.
Vietnam War slang for zero intelligence potential, i.e. just kill them. No reason to interrogate. Many times the Asians would be run over by military jeeps, which left tire tracks on them that resembled zippers. Asians.
Fuck.
We already went through all this when we first established the word. This isn't teaching me anything new.
This isn't new information.
I
think you should pick one of your slurs every week and read it. The slur of the week. And you have to read every single one all the way through.
All right. Yeah. So we can do a slur of the week.
Yeah.
All right. And then who?
All right.
God, there's so many. Knick-knock. Apparently, I'm not even allowed to say that one.
Knick-knock?
Yeah. Now, you're not allowed to say it.
Why?
Well, there's somebody in.
Isn't that something you keep on your shelf? Like a.
Nope. There's a big, big difference between a knick-knack and a knick-knock. A knick-knack, for those of you that don't have grandmas alive anymore, is what the little glass things that she would put on a shelf, right?
Yeah.
A knick-knock is the Dutch version of the word that you can't say in America.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Dutch people are weird. We got any Dutch listeners?
Anyway, yeah, again, whosrightpodcast.com. Go there, buy the book or the
smash that like button.
The really, really cool book or the stupid mullet wig.
Why do you get the final word? That's not fair. Buy my shit. Look like me.
All right. I'm going to read this to you real quick. And I want you. So this is me asking you for help.
Okay.
And I want you to give me some advice.
Okay.
I'm a 26-year-old woman and my parents died when I was 14 years old. I dropped out of school because no one could afford to pay my fees. I met a guy when I was 16 and he sent me back to school. He sold fruit on the street so that he could pay my school fees. He later got a job as a truck driver and sent me to the university. I am now working as a lawyer. My problem is that I feel like I can't continue with this relationship because this guy is not the type of man I would like to marry one day. How best can I tell him that he is not my type without hurting his feelings? I'm grateful that he sent me to school, but I can't be in a relationship with him anymore. I want somebody in my own class, not a truck driver. Please help.
The only advice that I can give you that will help with your situation and his situation is if you take a shotgun and put it right in your fucking mouth, you dumb bitch.
That's not going to help me.
It'll help him. Is this real?
Yeah.
Where did this fucking come from?
I don't know. Somebody sent it.
Wow.
I just read shit now. Somebody sends it and I read it.
I just read shit. That's all I do now. So do you think that there's people that really feel that way? I mean, not only that they feel that way, but they feel that way strongly enough that
I feel like that with you. Like, of course there's people that feel that way.
Wait. Back it up. What? What about me?
Okay. So I could change just a couple of words here.
I'm more than a truck driver.
I could just change a couple words here. Hi, I'm a 45-year-old white male. Me and my buddy started a podcast. Blah, 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 blah. I am constantly being asked to be on other shows. I can't be associated with him anymore. He drags me down. What do I do?
You probably do feel that way, you dumb fuck.
You put a shotgun in your fucking mouth.
Right. Same fucking thing. You're nothing without me.
I know. Oh yeah. You wanted to, fuck Bernie, get that clip ready of what's her name?
Oh, crazy God lady. I don't know her fucking name. Evangelical crazy God lady. Something white, right?
All right. Is he even in the fucking room? He's not answering me.
God damn it.
Bernie.
Come on, you fucker.
You need to send in that $100,000 check. If you do not write that P.O. box and wherever I go, God rules.
But you want to talk about what the fuck we're listening to?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this lady is one of those televangelists, you know, get in front of all the people and get the crowd all riled up about Jesus and then ask for money. And apparently she is now like the spiritual advisor or something like that to Donald Trump. She I think she has a position in the White House.
All right. So what are we listening to here?
It's basically just a compilation of her crazy fucking rants.
All right. So this is somebody in the White House.
Yeah. She's a televangelist. She's been famous or whatever. She preaches that prosperity gospel. I don't know if you, do you know what the prosperity gospel is?
Yeah. So I've looked into her because I wanted to know what it was that we were going to be talking about. I'm just giving you an opportunity to tell the people listening.
Oh, I didn't look into her. I just thought this video was fucking crazy. I didn't look into her. This video is fucking nuts.
Fuck. All right. So this lady is the spiritual advisor to the president. And as Anthony said, so I think she was investigated for arson or something. I don't know. I'm making that up.
For arson. I think she was investigated for misuse of donations.
Yeah. Here we go. Play it, Bernie. God rules.
When I walk on White House grounds, God walks on White House grounds. I had every right and authority to declare the White House as holy ground because I was standing there, and where I stand is holy.
Oh my God.
To say no to President Trump would be saying no to God. And therefore,
we are in a spiritual war right now. Let every demonic network that has aligned itself against the purpose, against the calling of President Trump, let it be broken. Let it be torn down in the name of Jesus.
You want me to tell you what my thoughts are? The thoughts of the King of Kings, the thoughts of the Lord of Lords. I'm downloading heaven.
Downloading heaven.
Says it's Donald Trump's personal pastor and spiritual advisor.
I am Paula, who is pretty. Well, maybe I'm not going to be pretty when I'm 90 years old.
Here's this former messed up Mississippi girl, lived in a trailer that they called trailer trash. Daddy committed suicide, got pregnant out of wedlock, been married, been divorced, not just once, you know, twice.
People go, well, how'd you become the spiritual advisor of the president? We'll get to that later. It's all in there. Michael Jackson, Kid Rock, the president, it's all in there, all right?
Thank you, Paula. What a great job you do. The evangelicals. I hear we're more popular than ever with the evangelicals. You're the only one, and she'll tell the truth. She'll only tell the truth.
So how much of this did you want to play?
We don't have to play it all. I just, there was a part where she talks about
the Bible is a book of hate speech and to ban the sale of it.
Snapchat was created as the largest human trafficking because the greatest people on there were human traffickers because the FBI and because intelligence could not do it because it's live and it's real time and they can track your kid in less than a second and take them. There's a
I need to get Snapchat.
So do you even understand what she said? I don't understand the words, but I get, like, I understand what she was getting at. I don't understand how people do that. Like, she said a bunch of words that didn't make any sense, but I got the gist of what she was saying. Like, Snapchat, FBI, they're gonna snatch your kids. But she said it like Snapchat, they didn't know, they know the FBI location, snatch your kids. What?
Yeah, I think that I think I am okay with her, actually. Why am I okay with her? In all honesty.
Yes.
Between you and me, we're not going to share this with anybody else.
Right.
Okay. If you can get up on stage or get up in front of a group of people and just based on the words coming out of your mouth, get them to start sending you their money. Mm-hmm. you see,
but you're not right about that. She's manipulating stupid people.
as I hold this book in my hand.
No. Smash that like button. Nobody's being manipulated here. All right. Yeah. Everybody knows exactly what this is.
You hear that, Bernie? Nobody's being manipulated.
Nobody is being manipulated. They're voting with their dollars and we don't get any of it. Oh, wait.
The only reason that you could possibly hate this woman mm-hmm. is because you're jealous of her success.
That's not true at all. That's absolutely not true. First of all, how are we defining success?
Money.
I am jealous of her money, but that's not success. So if all you had to do every single day was get in front of a bunch of people and tell them how they need to send you money.
Buy this book.
So you couldn't do it. I know you couldn't do it. I know better than that.
You're right. I could not tell people to go to whosrightpodcast.com and scroll down about a quarter of a page or so and click the link where it says Doug's racist book or whatever the fuck Bernie put there. I could not do that. If I thought it was going to net me a buck for every time that somebody bought a book, uh-huh. There's no way I could sit here and push hundreds and hundreds of these books.
We're moving units. So I'm hoping that we get an email from fucking Mullet on the Go that their sales shot up. Our sales have tripled.
That their sales probably doubled when
you bought this one. Yeah.
So they were sitting there, you know, and at Mullet Wig Incorporated or whatever the fuck they're at. And they're all just sitting there like, all right, so let's see. We've got the mullet wig with the headband and we got the mullet wig with the visor. Ding. What the fuck? So holy shit.
We sold one.
Then the guys next door are like, ding. Hey, we sold one of these.
Did they came in the same box? From the same company. Oh my God. Holy shit. So I think you're conflating two things that are not the same. Us hawking mullet wigs is not the same as her telling people that if they send her a check for $100,000, they're going to heaven.
Okay. If you buy this book, you're going to heaven.
You're getting into heaven.
Okay. So the whole point of this episode is to see if we can sell any of this shit, right?
Right.
Okay, you're worried about changing people's minds into conflating conspiracies and Donald Trump hiring this whore.
And that's my strategy. I want people to know that I think they're smart.
The answer to everything that you're looking for, it's in this book.
It's in this book. God damn it, why didn't I get a book? It makes it so easy. The answer to all your problems lies with the mullet.
Okay, so let's say... This is easy. Okay. All right. Here's a problem that faces white middle America. Your daughter is growing apart from you, uh-huh. Right? You guys aren't spending quality time anymore.
Uh-huh.
And what does she do? She goes out and gets herself the blackest boyfriend she can find.
Is that a concern that you have?
and so how do you deal with that? Right? So you want to show your daughter that you do love her. So it's not like you're going to say, hey, get that black fella out of my, and you're not going to say, where's his eight buddies? Cause I expect you're going to go up there with them, you whore. But what you can do is just leave this out on the coffee table. He'll know where you stand right away. You don't have to do anything.
I think if you walk in with the mullet wig, he'll know where you stand right away. It's a lot less work.
Oh, so your dad's a turd, huh?
Right. I'm not going to fuck some chick that came from this guy.
All right. Anyway,
I win.
We need to see if we can get her on the show. Lilith Reagan. If that is your real name.
I bet it's not. How hard do you think it would be for us to self-publish a book?
I'm guessing it's not real fucking hard.
Let's do it. Let's self-publish a book.
I think that's what this is.
Yeah, it is. I looked at it. It's self-published. Come on. You keep picking up that book because you know visually the mullet on the go just looks better. People are looking at me like, God, I really want to look like that.
Shut up, you snicker licker.
Snicker licker?
Figure it out. All right. This is awesome.
Did you say figure it out? How the fuck am I supposed to figure that out?
Snicker liquor?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Is that some kind of gay reference?
A white girl who dates black guys would be called a snicker licker.
Huh. All right. I got to ask you a question. Is the term wigger, is that offensive?
Hold on.
Hold please. You got to look it up in the Bible.
It should be. Do you know what a wiglet is?
Nope.
See here. Whitey, Whopper, who's my daddy? Wick, widescreen, wigger.
Widescreen?
those are Asians. They only see they see only widescreen vision.
That's pretty funny.
Wigger, affluent suburban white kids who dress, talk, and act like they were brought up in the ghetto. Wiggerette, same as wigger, only for women. And wiggy, non-whites who date only whites or have a strong preference for whites, stands for white guy groupie.
White guy groupie? This book is awesome.
Anyway, YouTube, it's been fun being on here. Remember, go to when we get kicked off here eventually, probably sooner rather than later.
Uh-huh.
Go to whosrightpodcast.com and we'll let you know there where you can find us. Oh, fuck. You say you wanted to talk about homeless people?
Sure. Yeah. Let's talk about homeless people. I love homeless people.
What's the deal with homeless people?
You ever been homeless?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't expecting you to say yes. All right.
So, okay. That's kind of a faggy answer. Like, I have technically not had a home to go home to, but I could have always went home to my mom's.
Oh. So, yeah. So you're just like a fake homeless person. Yeah. Just doing it for the street cred.
Wannabe. Yeah. I did it for about 2 weeks of my life just so later on I could answer this question with a yes.
I'm going to be on a podcast someday. Dude, what the fuck's a podcast?
One day I'm going to own a big sports bar. All right. New York City.
When you were homeless, were you actually live? Did you sleep on the streets or just staying at people's places?
Yeah, the only times, so that part of my life, the only time I actually slept on the streets was if I passed out. Like, you know, I've slept in yards and shit. But,
oh, wow.
But I've never not had a place to go. There's been plenty of times where I've gotten kicked out of a place to go and left there not knowing where I was going.
Yeah.
But I always had a place to land if I needed to. Your cough button sounds like you are getting electrocuted on your end, just for your knowledge.
Damn it.
All right. Did you want to talk more about my homelessness?
No. I was just curious if you'd ever been. When I think of homeless, I think of like living on the streets. I know that's not right. I know that there's different ways to be homeless or whatever. Officially, you can just live with your friends or whatever. You know what I mean? But like, I always think of homeless as like the guy that lives on the streets. When it's raining, he's in the rain. That's how I think about it.
Yeah. Okay. So ask me again.
You ever been homeless?
Nope.
Okay. Moving on.
New York.
That makes for a lot less interesting story though.
Yeah. But I mean, so I answered yes. And then I proceeded to tell you how I'd never been homeless.
True.
New York City generously shares its homeless crisis with every corner of America. From the tropical shores of Honolulu and Puerto Rico to the badlands of Utah and backwaters of Louisiana, the Big Apple has sent local homeless families to 373 cities across the country with a full year of rent in their pockets as part of Mayor Bill de Blasio's special one-time assistance program. Usually the receiving city knows nothing about it. I don't think we need to read any more. That's the gist, right?
Yeah, so it's an official sanctioned city program where they're giving people money, putting them on a bus, and sending them away.
Yeah, like, here's a year's rent, which I don't know how they figure that. Like,
yeah, you live on the streets. Here's nothing. Here's nothing. This should get you through a year.
I mean, it's got you through the last year, so I assume that we can call it two years rent. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
So you think there's a problem with that?
Absolutely.
This is interesting.
Why?
I'm anxious to hear why you think that's a problem.
So they've created a problem in their city, and now they are exporting that problem, paying money to export that problem.
How did New York create the problem of homeless people in New York?
I don't know. I'm sure they had some kind of policy that did something or other. I don't have anything to back that up.
So don't try to argue this like you give a shit about people. Argue it like you have some, like you have a fucking head or brain in your head.
Oh, shit. So the idea that instead of solving the problem, what they're doing is just literally kicking the problem to somebody else. That's fucked up.
No. Okay. So I'm going to ask, and I already know your answer, but I have to. Do you have a different solution to help the homeless people in a truly congested city?
So yes, there are a couple of things that you could do. So there are buildings that sit empty, so that the people that own those buildings can get tax write-offs. I think that should be illegal. I don't think you should be able to get tax write-offs for empty buildings that you purposely leave empty. I think if you're going to do that, you should open those buildings up to let people, if you're getting tax.
Fuck you. That is so stupid.
So there are people sleeping on the streets and people getting paid to leave buildings empty. And that's totally cool. That's no big deal.
So I think it's stupid and I think it's selfish and I think it's a shitty way to be, but I also think, that's the price of freedom. If you want to buy a building, you have that right. And if you want to keep that building empty, you have that right.
Right. I agree with you. So far, I agree with you.
So,
but if the city incentivizing you to keep that building empty by giving you money, that's fucked up.
No. The city isn't incentivizing you to keep it empty. The city is giving you tax breaks to make sure that the building stays upkept, and not just be an abandoned building that gets run down with no owner. So if you buy a building in New York, let's say we take your half of the Patreon money and go buy a building.
Yeah.
And you choose to, I got plans for it in 5 years, I'm going to keep it empty for now.
Yeah.
And then the city was to come in and say, look, we're not giving you your tax break on this anymore, or you have to let it get infiltrated with these dirty pests, meaning homeless people.
So when you have an argument with somebody and you frame the argument like you have to let them get infiltrated by these dirty pests, you're framing the argument in a way that it's you're being untruthful.
When is the last time you French kissed a homeless guy?
Never. I've never French kissed a guy, a homeless person.
No. Just answer the question.
Never.
Right. You know why? Because they don't brush their teeth.
That's the only reason. Me and you'd be French kissing right now if you brushed your teeth. I never thought about it that way. Oh, shit. So you asked me, this started with, you asked me if I had another solution or any solutions. Yeah, that's one of my solutions.
Okay, so I just shit all over your solution. It's stupid. You as the government are going to come in and tell somebody what they're allowed to do with their building. And
No. That's not what I said.
You're going to force them financially to come to your, to take care of the problem that you created.
Who created?
You're New York. That's what you just said.
I'm not saying force anybody. No. I'm saying take away the financial incentive to keep buildings empty and not let.
What's the incentive to keep the building empty?
They get tax breaks for keeping buildings empty as long as they keep, upkeep on them or whatever. But the insides can fucking rot to hell if they're not using that particular building at that particular time. So
you're telling me you know this for certain that somebody buys a building,
mm-hmm.
and if they decide to get it to occupy it, mm-hmm. they don't get any tax breaks. If they just say, we are going to listen, the inside of this is dog shit and nobody's ever going to go into it. All right, we give you a tax break.
Yes.
Bullshit.
Look it up. Have Bernie look it up.
All right, Bernie, look it up. Email it.
So why, what would be the problem? If that's the case, what would be the problem with giving tax incentives or tax breaks to somebody who owns an empty building and opens it up for homeless people. What would be wrong with that?
Because it's, then they have to make it livable. You can't own a building and then just allow it to be decrepit. And then all of a sudden you got fucking homeless cocksuckers calling you and saying the hot water heater's out. The sink's leaking.
So no. We'll get rid of that. Just say, no, we don't have to do that. If you can choose to live in this building that I'm going to leave empty, or you can choose to live on the streets. We're not going to make the accommodations nice for you.
But so you think that is better than giving them a pocket full of money and sending them to a town that's not saturated with other homeless people, and go to a town and say, look, whatever, here's $5,000. Go start a better life somewhere else. Get out of my hair. Your way is better, just giving them a room to sleep in?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
How is that better? How is that better? How is that better? How is that better?
One more time. It's better in every way, because I don't live in New York, so I don't want to ship their fucking homeless people here.
Right. Okay.
Keep them there.
I agree with you now.
Now we're getting somewhere, right?
Okay, yeah, I agree with you. Moving on.
Is there a homeless problem where you live?
There's not even a home problem.
Like six homes. So I think that we are in a situation where the winters get so bad here that we don't have to worry about homeless people. They don't exist here, because they would die off every winter, and we'd have to get new ones every year.
All right, so I know that not to be the case. I know there are homeless people there.
I know that too, but it's not a problem. I mean, there's like five.
Tell them that.
It's not a problem for me.
You're fine.
You're fine.
Rub some dirt on it. You're fine.
Rub some dirt on it. So it's not like if I were to ever walk to work, I would step over homeless people. It doesn't happen.
So I... Not where where you live and where you work is a direct, almost like a direct road, right? You damn near live on the road that you work.
Kinda, yeah.
All right. So if you cross that bridge and you go to that city on the other side of the bridge, your view is a lot different. It's darker.
No. But still, no matter where I walk, I'm not going to step over homeless people. I'm not.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
No. You've lived here where I live for many years. Did you ever step over a homeless person?
Yes. You're asking the wrong person. Look, I'll sit here and wait. Look up the John. I can't say. I almost gave away your fucking. So when I was a kid, I was in a Catholic youth group.
All right.
Your cough button worked fine that time, so it wasn't a disruption to the show at all.
Good. Awesome.
So when I was in a youth group, Catholic youth group, and we went on a homeless retreat. Okay. So it was 3 days of pretending to be homeless. And then so the whole point of it was to get a bunch of rich white kids to think about people other than themselves and see that people had it worse.
Okay.
So we had to, all right. So we had to go, in order to eat, we had to go door to door and beg for canned goods. What? in suburban neighborhoods
during the day when it was safe. an adult.
So we ended up sleeping, you know, there's that marina and the beach down there. We actually just slept on the beach, no blankets or anything. We just had to go down there and sleep. What? And then when we woke up the next day, we had to walk across that bridge that I was mentioning and go to a homeless soup kitchen and then serve soup.
Okay.
So there were,
you were homeless. You had to serve soup.
But yeah, so, I know, I seen firsthand in your area, like 5 miles from your house, 80 homeless people, all in one, gymnasium, I guess.
Yeah, in the gymnasium. I don't have to walk over them. They're not sleeping on the streets.
Oh,
you're well, not understanding okay, what I'm saying. They're not sleeping on the streets that I have to walk over them and like pissing all over the place. And like, they don't have a tent set up in the middle of my neighborhood.
Yes, you're right. In your neighborhood, they don't. Yes.
Yeah.
5 miles
fucking from civilized.
5 miles from you, they do.
Yeah, probably. I don't have an argument here. I just
I just fucking hate homeless people.
No, I hate the idea that they think that it's acceptable to. So we have a homeless problem here in New York City. We're going to take taxpayer money, give taxpayer money to somebody who doesn't have a house because they don't have a house, and then just send them away.
They gave them a chance that they never would have had.
So what about me? What if I lived in New York and I'm paying $3,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment? What about the chance that I never had? Why can't the state or the city give me money?
Why do you only care about rich people?
I'm not rich.
Got me there.
Why do I only care about rich people? Let me think.
Okay, so you're sitting here saying, what about me? I live in New York in a one-bedroom apartment, and I pay $3,000 a month. Then you're a fucking idiot. You deserve to be homeless.
But so these homeless people are not it? They're smart? You live in a tent on the street. You're a genius.
And I'm pretty sure, I'm almost positive, that they could have turned it down if they didn't want it. So it's not like they at gunpoint, they said, you take this money and you get out of my city.
So
Round them up.
So now we're back to this point where either you can live on the streets or you can take this, I don't know, $6 or whatever they give them. That's not a choice. There's not choice when one choice is die and the other choice is just barely survive. That's not a choice.
Yeah, so you're an idiot. I mean,
no, I'm cool.
Nope. Whatever. All right, we got to do our shout outs. What time is it?
No, I want you to explain to me why I'm an idiot. Why?
I don't know where to start.
Every argument, you're an idiot. Well, that's not a counterpoint.
Yeah,
I said.
Because your suggestion, the way to solve this issue is to punish people that were financially stable enough to buy a building. So you buy a building, now you have to put these people in your fucking building. And you think that's better. You think that's better. You ask me. It's in this fucking book.
The idea that, oh God. So right. you're punishing taxpayers by taking taxpayer money and giving it to people who don't have homes, right? What's the difference? It's the exact same thing. But I'm the idiot.
You're not punishing taxpayers.
How? How are you not? You're taking their money and giving it to somebody else.
How many people live in New York?
6. I have no fucking clue. How would I know that?
Right.
A lot.
Okay. Let's say 55 billion people.
Perfect.
And 55 billion. And then you're going to give $5,000, let's say, to a homeless guy to get the fuck out.
So because the money isn't very much, it's okay.
The point I'm getting at is that it's next to nothing. You can tell each taxpayer that they have to pay a quarter of a cent, and homeless Fred gets the fuck out of your way, and you don't have to walk over him anymore.
So what about
the real estate mogul Anthony? I almost said your last name. The real estate mogul Anthony. You're gonna force him to take in a bunch of these cockroaches into their fucking. Yeah.
Again, you're trying to reframe the argument. Oh, you're killing me.
By my math, every person only has to give them $1 million.
You know what? You changed my mind. I guess I am an idiot.
You think I'm wrong? I'm not real good with numbers, so whatever. But anyway,
it stands. Oh my God.
All right.
I never got your take on this at all. I don't know what you actually believe.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I think it's a good idea. I think that if you have the opportunity So if you're down on your luck and you're struggling, whatever the fuck them people were doing before they went homeless, before they went feral, and so you're sitting there and it's like, all right, so I got to go find a new cardboard box because it rained and my life sucks and I don't even know how to play the guitar, so I can't make any spare change. And this guy comes up and says, look, I'll give you $5,000 and a one-way ticket to fucking whatever.
Utah.
Good luck. Cool. Now I have a head start that I didn't have yesterday. And I can make a choice. I can buy a whole bunch of cardboard boxes and never have to worry about it. Or I can get a small four-bedroom house and live there for a month or whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't give a shit. You can get high. I don't give a shit. But you had a chance, and if you blow it, then you get executed.
There's so much wrong with this. So what happens to... So you're just outsourcing your problem to another city. I don't understand how you think that that's a good thing.
You missed the part where I said it is a step up. It's a hand up, not a hand out.
No, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. What the fuck are you talking about?
I just want the homeless people away from me. And it's only costing me half a cent.
They are away from you. And New York wants to ship them to you. New York wants to move homeless people into your front yard. And you're like, cool, good idea.
Well, when you frame it like that, I don't want them fucking rats here. Get them. So I'm okay if they don't come here.
Oh, no. All right. So what we need to figure out is which state gets them.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. All right. We're shipping all the homeless people from every state to North Carolina. Let's see if we can get all the native North Carolinians to move out and fill the whole state with homeless people.
So I was fucking up. I was looking at it like what's best for these people. And in my mind, I've been flat broke before. And I know that had somebody given me $5,000, I could have gotten hookers and cocaine for like 3 days. So I would take that. Uh-huh. But I wasn't looking at it like... I may have to sit in this shithole town that I'm in. Now all of a sudden I got to start tripping over people and worrying about the riffraff coming in.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, fuck that. That's a stupid idea. They should force them into abandoned buildings.
Nobody said force.
That's what should happen though.
I think we should force them all into the river.
You've never been to Detroit, right?
Detroit? No.
Right. So that's where they should put them.
In Detroit?
Yes. There's all kinds of abandoned buildings that nobody owns. They can just go there and fucking stay.
Is it nice there? Or does it get cold there?
It gets cold.
Oh.
But what do we care? We're not there.
Oh. I think we should get the scientists on some kind of weather engineering program where to make it nice everywhere all the time. Then we don't have to worry about it.
All right. On that note, it's time to quit talking.
Bye.
We got to do our shout outs.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so as you guys know, we hired a private investigator to backtrace the patrons between this week and the last free show, public show. Isn't it douchey to call it free show?
This one?
Yeah.
Why? It's free.
All right.
Why is that douchey?
It seems douchey.
Freemium? Do you want to call it freemium?
Yes.
Free to play. We'll call it free to play.
What about payola? Like,
this show is free with in-app purchases.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of in-app purchases, go to whosrightpodcast.com and pick up your copy of Racial Slurs. You know you need it. See how I'm selling?
Right here. Get the fucking mullet wig. You're always selling, buddy.
You can't do it, can you?
What?
Sell.
Fuck no, I'm terrible at it. Even if I believe in the product, I'm fucking terrible at it.
How about this? Hold on. Talk. Just, I know
I was,
you hate this.
I was not a born salesman, so I should never be on a podcast just the same way as I should never be a car salesman. I wasn't a born podcaster. I'm not a born salesman.
So I went to... yoursstickerstore.com.
Okay.
To see if it's changed at all since the last time we talked about it.
Sure.
And oddly enough, the deal of the week is the same as it was. Plus 2 months ago.
So it's the deal of the year now?
Somebody buy that fucking thing.
Oh, what's the deal of the month?
Well, shit, we still got stickers up over there.
Yay!
Yeah. Go over there and buy our stickers. They're a buck. Except for this one's $5. Oh, it's a sticker pack. Yeah, I don't know if the promo code still works. I haven't talked to the guy, but try promo code Anthony. See what happens.
Yeah, good luck with that.
See, now, can't you tell that I'm selling?
You're a born salesman.
Fuck, we're never going to get good at this.
I'm more of a behind-the-scenes kind of guy.
All right, what's this one here?
Hey there, Blues Right Podcast. Fuck. This
is the time before the... No, fuck, I got... Fuck! This ain't right!
All right. That's fucking amazing.
Ready?
No!
All right.
Oh, shit.
So I'm going to start. So okay. I don't want to have a meltdown like we did the last time.
Okay.
So I'm going to start at the bottom.
Okay.
And I'm going to read the new $1 patrons.
Okay.
We have quite a few. And then after that, you are going to go into what our investigator pulled up on our, it looks like we have no new fives, but we have several people that converted from one to five.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I kind of like that. I don't want to say better, but I mean, you liked it enough to join for a buck and try it out. And you're like, yeah, this is good. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. So in all seriousness, before we get all zany, we truly do appreciate your support on Patreon.
Absolutely. Yes.
Patreon.com/who's right.
Oh, sorry. Before I forget, share our shit. If you like the show, even if you're not subscribed to Patreon, tell people about it. If you like it, share it wherever you internet
and then subscribe on Patreon.
Yeah.
If you want to make a fat man happy, I like seeing that notification come over that we got a new patron. All right, so I'm going to shout out the dollar names and then you are going to read the back traces.
Right.
Jake, Greg, Mateo, Cal. That's not even a fucking name. Alan Star Citizen. Alton Sar. Is that right? Alton Sar?
Three more times.
Alton Sar. Mike. Sean. And this one, so when I seen this one come over, I immediately started laughing because I knew that I had to scream this. Ready?
Yep.
So this is the name as it came over on Patreon. Does this morbid obesity make me look fat?
Can you say that one more time a little bit cleaner so we can cut it?
Hold on. I'll cut this audio. Fuck! Try this again. Oh, ready? I can't do it now. Nope, I gotta have the music. Does this morbid obesity make me look fat?
That'll make a good clip.
All right. All right, next up, Kyle.
Oh, shit. Okay. Kyle was adopted at 6 months old. Apparently, nobody ever told him. Our investigators made us promise not to say that on the show because he was worried about Kyle's well-being. Oh, sorry, Kyle. We care about Kyle, so we won't mention it. Kyle served in the military for 2 years as a Marine. 25 years later, he still brings it up in every conversation and also finds a way to crowbar in that one touchdown pass he caught in high school. His friends have learned to ignore it because it's just sad at this point. Kyle works in the electronics department of Walmart. He really likes the job. He feels like he's really making a difference in the world. Just today, he talked a kid out of buying some shitty Xbox game and convinced him that the money would be better spent on an anniversary Blu-ray edition of Goonies. Is that too much for you?
There's a lot of words there.
That was a lot of words there.
Jay.
Jay is a practicing chaos magician. When our investigator asked what that means, his response was... Magician acknowledges the desire.
You don't even want to read it.
He lists the appropriate symbols and arranges them into an easily visualized glyph. Using any of the Gnostic techniques, he refines the sigil and then, by force of will, hurls it into his subconscious from where the sigil can begin to work unencumbered by desire. Our investigator was able to translate that into English. It means that he's a fucking dork. Jay is a dork. Jay is also a polygamist. He is married to a man and a woman. Between them, they have four children. The oldest daughter, who is 11, is the third wife to a 32-year-old man.
All right.
Go ahead. You got something to say?
Xavier.
Xavier is a Antifa super soldier created in an underground lab in Texas when Dr. David Gregory Phillips saw an opportunity to contribute to fighting the growing fascist threat in Portland, Oregon. Xavier cannot speak fluent English. Z communicates using a strange made-up language interlaced with "you're a Nazi" or "you're a straight white male." Xavier recently murdered most of the team who created Zim. The only one to survive was a disabled trans POC research assistant who helped Zim escape. They are both currently on the lam after stealing a wheelchair accessible van. They are believed to be heading to a protest in Portland.
No, they're rough. All right. I think that's it, right?
Bye.
No, that was a question.
Is that all we got?
Oh, all right. All right. So if you are a $5 patron, go over to our, I lost the fucking window. I can't even shut the fucking stream off. Bernie.
Oh, Bernie's fucking this all up.
I don't even know that we're broadcasting anywhere. Oh, here we are.
Oh, my God.
So if you're a patron and you're on Discord, head over there into our after show chat room. We will be with you momentarily. Everybody else, go to patreon.com/who's right and sign up. We appreciate it. And if you don't do that, then go buy the fucking book or something.
Oh, buy the mullet wig.
God. Yeah. Anyway, so head over to whosrightpodcast.com and buy the book. Bye.
Dick.